Oh, is this a bad time? Oh, no. I do not need to talk about political matters at this moment. I must admit, I am attempting to escape that silly sand fairy for but a moment. A real fairy? Please. Clearly I speak of Princess Marina. She does not leave me be in my study as I prefer. She began throwing my magical tomes all over my room. I simply had to escape and, well, came here. Don't assume I'm here for any other reason. Your presence isn't exactly abhorrent to me, unlike those of my land, Litharia. The Elven men are brutish, unsophisticated, and they advance without speaking a word to me. I'm a princess. My parents speak of giving an heir, but they care not for the raw audacity of the nobles. Please, let us not speak of heirs. I tire of it. I simply wanted to stare at the stars above, and your terrace here at Unity Peak is one of the best places to do so. How would I know? Well, I do not want to sound like a deviant, but I may have climbed up here a time or two to have a look at the celestial beauty above. Look through your window. I would never do such a thing. Don't accuse me of that, you strange, perverted. Oh. I suppose this terrace does overlook your bedroom. But I would never. My dress isn't that thin. Just stop looking. The see-through in materials is important part of my culture. It doesn't matter if you can see my nipples or not. Look, you may be handsome and kind and generally a gentleman, but I... Oh. Forget what I've said. I should leave before I say something unspeakable.
Tamari! I knew you were here!
Oh, goodness. I'm leaving.
Oh, no you don't. You've been escaping me all night. After we haven't seen each other for over 20 fortnights. You know how much that frustrates me. But you did lead me straight to the ambassador. Oh, I missed you so much.
Marina, that is not appropriate. Leave him be. We should not bother him. Especially when you're wearing that.
What about my outfit? I'm wearing his favorite. Condiment silks barely even hide my tits, and I know he wants me to tease him. He deserves it after how he sees me. He likes it, and, well, I absolutely adore this outfit. And, well, I've just missed him so very much. He missed me too, I can tell. Look. He's already straining against his robes. I just want to shower him with kisses, and I've waited so very long to give him what I want.
Give him what you want? If you speak of what I believe you are, he does not have those sorts of thoughts. You should not attempt this. It could be complicated.
Are you kidding? We both have the same problem, and it involves him. Actually, okay, fine. Leave. I can see it in his eyes. He wants me to stay.
He appears confused.
He looks hard to me.
Marina!
Look, you've been avoiding me for far too long, you. I know ever since you first laid eyes on me that you fell in love with me. I have waited forever. Every time I'm here, you stare at my cute little body, my flowing hair. My elven ears shaped just like my people of the sands.
But
leave. He likes me better. I'm loving and sweet and so cute, and you're just bland. Pretty? She's pretty now. I'll let you think that, but I'm definitely the one you want, right? What are you waiting for, Tam-Tam? Off you go. I'll take care of our lovely little ambassador here.
What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm finally going to fuck him. You want that, don't you? A cute little elf princess all over you. Say it. You've always wanted to fuck me. I can see it in the way you look at me. In the way your gaze lingers all over my little body. I want to hear you say it.
Marina, if Princess Lydia was here, she would...
Well, she isn't here. And with his reaction, I knew it. I'm right. I'm done waiting. I've chased you for far too long to stop now. Watching you from the hills above, looking at you while you slept, just waiting for you to wake up. Tam-Tam, get out!
Okay.
Finally, you're all mine. I'm so tired of all the suitors of the desert. I want you. I'll shower you with more kisses than the grains of sand in my homeland. I'll give you everything. My mouth, my pussy, my ass, even my heart. I just need you to fuck me. I want you to breed me. I need it. I've waited months to feel it. I've wanted it for so long that if you give me an heir, I'll be yours forever. Your little sand princess. No. Well, that's too bad. I'm going to get that cum inside me, whether you like it or not.
Princess Tamari, why are you leaving? Did I interrupt something?
Lydia! We're just having a little talk.
Princess Marina, why do you have a dagger in your hand?
Nothing, no! No reason at all. It's absolutely nothing at all.
She was threatening him.
You shut up, you stupid, boring little...
Marina, darling, that is not appropriate. He looks frightened. Please put it away.
Fine. There. Happy?
She has two more.
You're both ruining this. He's clearly already hard. He likes it. I've waited months for this. He was going to give me a baby.
Waited months to mate with him?
Of course. Why wouldn't I? All the men in my kingdom are just so boring. They all fawn all over me, begging me for more, and it's just... Ugh. But this one... Oh, he plays games with me. I know how he feels, but he gets away every single time. I'm not letting that happen again. It just makes me so crazy, seeing him walk around with other girls and not with me.
Marina, please. I do believe Tamari came to visit the ambassador first. And perhaps she has her own inquiries for him.
Mm-hmm. But, what are you doing here, Lydia?
My dear Tamari, I must say, while I do have my own suitors in my land of Thistleway, nothing does compare to a human touch. I wish to proposition our lovely ambassador myself. I would have waited until you were finished, but our dear Marina had other plans.
I just had plans to give him what he's dreamt of.
Did you even ask him?
I don't need to ask him. I know exactly how he feels. He wants me. Only me.
I do believe his fancy is also directed toward Tamari.
I didn't want to bother him, though. I want to ask, but it's so embarrassing.
Tamari, dear. It's okay. It's understandable why you feel that way. Simply ask him, and perhaps he may yet say yes. I see how his eyes follow you at times, but he respects your position.
No fair! He wants me! I've been so nice to him for so long. I'm not letting you take him away from me.
Marina.
Fine. I'll let her ask. But I get him first if he agrees. Or even if he doesn't.
Go ahead, dear.
I bet he doesn't fuck him first. I
all right. So,
if I don't get to fuck him.
Ambassador, all the men in my nation are so...
I want to be more than them.
Disrespectful, as I've said. And you've always been so caring. I know I was resistant before, but it's because I'm so afraid of letting someone in. My family has been bothering me for an heir. And as a princess, I shouldn't be with anyone who isn't nobility. As an ambassador to all three kingdoms, you stand as a high member of high society. Would you, unite with me instead?
Oh, ambassador, you couldn't say no to such a precious princess, could you? Marina asked you as well, didn't she? I'll ask as well. Oh, ambassador. A human touch is rare in these lands, and I would love to feel your hands across me, your cum inside me. I would love to be bred by such a wonderful, respectable, handsome man such as you.
I can't wait any longer. If he says yes, I get him first. It was my idea.
He hasn't answered yet.
Perhaps he's nervous with three beautiful elven princesses asking him for an heir.
When I hug him, I can feel his answer. I can feel you getting harder for me, Ambassador.
There we go. Good boy. Do you see, my fellow princesses? He wishes to breed us.
Are you sure? I shouldn't be doing such things.
We're the princesses, Tam-Tam. We could take him if we wanted. But hearing that he wants it is just... it fills me with a need. Don't worry, you. I'll make it so that I'm the only elf princess you remember after this. The only sweetest, cutest one who treats you the absolute best. God above, your cock is just so much more amazing up close after I've watched it from afar for so long.
Oh, goodness. Do I have to do that?
Only if you want to, dear. He loves feeling Marina's mouth. She's warm and soothing, like the winds of her home.
And he has the most delicious cock I've ever tasted.
I want to try.
No way! It's mine!
Marina, don't be rude. Perhaps Tamari could suck his balls a little, while you suck his cock. And then you two can share his beautiful cock after.
Fine. Get under here then, Tam-Tam.
How am I supposed to suck on them?
Look, I'll show you. You just lick them very gently, like this. Oh. 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 And then you take them into your mouth and let them out like so. Mm-hmm. Now you try.
Okay.
There you go. That's a good girl. Now, you just keep doing that as I suck his cock. I'll take him a little bit deeper this time because I just can't help but need more.
I'll just come here by your ear as you stand, Ambassador. I'll hold you, feeling my tits press against your back, my hands exploring your sides, your chest, your stomach, all while the other two princesses explore your cock and balls with their warm, wet mouths.
They taste really good.
He tastes absolutely amazing. Oh, I can't wait until I feel him inside me. God above, I can feel him getting hotter in my throat. I need to get all of his cum so there's none left for you two. Shove over, Tam Tam. I'll suck his balls with you to really get him ready to release his load.
And I'll stroke you gently while they take your balls in their mouths, licking and sucking. Getting all that cum ready to breed them. Is that what you like, Ambassador? Do you like my slick, wet hand massaging your cock? Good boy. It's lovely to hear you moan for us after all this time. I can smell your need, Ambassador. My people have exceptional senses, and I know just what you need. I knew you wanted all three of us. I've always known. I've waited patiently as the other two built up the courage to take you for themselves. Look at them. Sucking, tasting, and licking. Oh, it's intoxicating. I might join them. I think we should make you a little more comfortable. Tamari, Marina, shall we retire him to his chambers?
Makes no difference to me. I just want him so badly.
It would be nicer on his silk velvet sheets.
Let us go then. Lie down, Ambassador. Let your elven princesses ready you for what you've dreamt of all this time. Let us suck your beautiful cock until you're ready to breed us. Come, girls, pleasure his cock with me. Let us use our tongues to satiate his needs.
I can't wait to make him feel pleasure alongside you, Lydia.
As long as I get to take him all the way down my throat.
So good.
Would you like that, Ambassador? Would you like our little Tamari to take your cock down her throat?
I'll kiss him everywhere while you do. Get him ready for my tight little pussy. I'm dripping all over the bed already. Gods, I need all these clothes off.
Your balls taste amazing, Ambassador.
Your skin is soft and warm and... Mm. God, I can't wait to feel you inside me.
Get your seed. Don't worry, darling.
I need to touch myself so badly. I'm dying to come, but I want it with him inside me.
Hey! What did you do that for? I wasn't done sucking him.
Out! I'm getting my cock. I couldn't wait any longer.
Marina, you naughty girl.
Lydia! Fuck, that felt good. Not as good as this cock, though.
I want more.
Come here, Tamari. Our lovely ambassador looks thirsty. Undress, dear. Maybe he could pleasure you if you just climb over here onto his face. I'll assist you.
Can't distract him. I need him to stay as
ambassador,
hard as possible.
Your tongue.
Don't lick her. Stop. Stop. And fuck me. Not her.
Darling, you still have his cock.
But I need to come. If I come and he fills me up, I'll definitely get pregnant.
Don't worry, my lovely lady. I'll help you.
Holy fuck, Lydia! Your fingers! God. My clit is so sensitive. I can't help but ride him even harder. Harder! Don't stop, Lydia! Don't stop! Don't stop! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck me! Fuck me! Yes! Ambassador, give me that cock of yours! Give me that cock I've wanted so very badly for all these months. Yes. Hands down on the bed. I'm going to fuck you, and I'm going to show you just how amazing I can be. How much you've been missing all these months. I'm going to get your seed of the first thing I do. Yes. Yes. Tantum, that's enough for you. Get out of the way.
Hey! Hey! I was writing his lips.
Well, his lips are mine now.
I still want to kiss him. I can't wait to have you. Save God for me. Don't give it all to Marina. I really wanted this. I want to feel you. Watching her run is making me so...
Give it to me. Give me your cum. I want it. I want it so bad. I need you to fill my womb so badly. I need to feel it. I need to feel your seed deep, deep inside me. I've dreamt of you breeding me night after night after night, giving me a baby, pumping me full of your cum over and over and over again. God above, I need it. I need it. I need your child. I need an heir. I need it.
I'll help you, dear Tamari.
But I was... Your fingers feel so good, Lydia.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them. Look at me. Tell me how you want to give me a child. Tell me that you want to give me one. Tell me that you want to put a baby in my stomach. I need to hear it. I need to hear you tell me that you want to be a father. Yes.
Come for me, my darling Marina.
Yes. I'm so close. I'm so close. Are you close? Are you close? I need you to come. I need you to come when I do. I need you. Feel our mouth, my pussy, squeezing around your cock, massaging out every single last drop. I'm going to have your child, and you'll be a part of me forever. I'll always have a piece of you until the day I die. Now give me your seed. Give me your seed. Fill my womb. I need you to breed me. Give me a baby. Yes. Fill my fertile pussy with your cum. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Don't worry, dear. Come down here and suck our lovely ambassador's cock once more. Elven throats have a magical sense to them, far more intense than the ones he's used to. He'll get hard again in no time.
Okay, I'll try my best.
I think I might just touch myself a little while I rest.
How does her mouth feel, ambassador? Do you like the feeling of a warm little tongue massaging your shaft? I could tell you wanted to take control when our darling Marina rode you. Don't worry. I know you want to. Tamari wants you to take control. I know it. Tamari, dear. Would you like him to guide you?
Guide me?
Feel his grasp on your head gently.
Okay.
That's it. And guide his cock into your throat.
Please keep going. It felt so nice. Feeling the need to fuck me. I want more. More, please. Please fuck my face. Don't stop. Just...
I love watching you dominate her. It's really, really hot, you know. Okay, maybe it wouldn't be so bad sharing you with her. Maybe.
I can see her need. She wants more. It's not enough yet. Hold her down. Take her head. Like that. And force her head down on your cock. Don't let her back up. I'll help you. I'll just hold her hair. and hold her so deep that her tongue can lick your lovely balls. Good girl, Tamari.
Is it my turn to be bred now?
Yeah. If I left comment there, sure.
Yes, dear. Come lie here and let him climb on top.
Oh, my. You're so strong. You're so much bigger than me, but I feel safe, protected. Oh, I got so wet while you fucked my face. I need your cock. Yes, pin my wrists behind my head. I want to feel your cock inside me.
God, I want his cock again.
Don't worry, my darling. I'll take care of you.
Fuck! Lydia, how did you get so good at this?
Have you forgotten the traditions of Thistleway, dear? We are all trained in pleasuring all members of society.
Might come again.
Good girl. I'll make sure of it.
Oh, goodness! Ambassador! Your cock feels amazing! I never thought a cock could feel this good! It hurts, but so good! It feels like you're stretching out my pussy. No, don't stop. Keep going. I've been so resistant, but I want this. I want you to fuck me. I've wanted this, but I couldn't admit it. I want more. I need more of your call. Does my pussy feel good? It feels so tight. I keep to push and work your cock inside me to get all the way in. But it's getting a bit easier every time you film me. But please, don't go slow. I want you to fuck me harder.
Naughty girl. Stay here and come for me.
Oh, I love feeling you bend me down. Kiss me, please. I need to feel you. Oh,
I just feel you moan into my mouth as I get closer and closer to coming. Are you close? I'm shivering and I can't stop. I never felt something this intense before. Please come inside me. God. I've wanted to say that for so long. Give me your load. I want it so, so badly. I want to feel you fill me up. I want to feel you coat my womb in your womb. I want you to give me a child. An heir. I want to be pregnant. So much. I want to feel your essence grow inside me. Please, come. Please, come for me. Come for me.
Humans are sensitive to the magic of elven throats. They get so much more cum when we suck on their cocks, and their balls yearn for our tongues.
Does he still have enough for you?
Oh my, yes. The one thing that can truly enhance a human's load is the tits of elven royalty deep within the forests of Thistleway.
But I want more cum.
Then taste our lovely tamari. But careful. Let her come settle. Simply taste her sweet pussy lips.
I wanted to taste her anyways. I've heard the pussies of Letharian royalty are absolutely divine.
Marina, careful! Don't take my cum, it's mine!
Oh, come on now. Stop worrying. I'm just tasting your lips. Your clit. Oh.
No fair. I want to lick you too.
Then come over here and give me that mouth.
Don't worry, my handsome ambassador. Lie here, and I'll take care of everything. Let me take these vestments off so that you can view my beautiful form, full and ready for you. Let me take your cock and place it between my warm, soft tits. Oh, you're responding so well to them. Do they feel nice? All forms of elves and humans have melted from the raw pleasure they provide. Feeling them stroke up and down their cocks. Watching your eyes roll back. I can tell that you feel the same. I'll just let you fuck my tits for a little while, my good boy. Just until you're ready for me to ride you. A human seed is far more potent and wonderful. I could not bear another moment without feeling yours. With my tits, you'll give me the most cum you've ever released. Just relax and feel my tits glide up and down your cock. Still wet from the juices of my fellow princesses. Feel their warm, elegant pussies through me. Feel it all. And get hard for us once more. Hard for me. Good boy. You're ready for me, aren't you? Do Do you want to feel my warm, dripping elven pussy? That's what I thought. After being so good for my lovely fellow princesses, you deserve one more world-shattering orgasm. And there is no better one than one to breed a forest elf like me. Let me take you in.
She already got him hard.
Don't stop licking.
Sorry.
Don't worry about them anymore. You pleased them. You bred them. Now breed me. Your cock is amazing. I just want to squeeze it with my pussy until you have nothing left for days. I want every drop of cum. Can you do that for me? Can you be a good boy for me and give me your warm, delicious load? That's a good boy. That look of need. It's absolutely wonderful. Breeding three beautiful elven princesses truly was your dream, wasn't it? Oh, yes. And I know we'll bear children of legends for you. Our royal blood. Your incredible seed. Simply perfect. Want me to ride you a bit harder? Just ask nicely. Ask me. Nicely, yes. Good boy. Good boy. I'll fuck you as hard as you need to get that amazing load I know you've saved for me. I can feel what your heart desires. It desires us all of our wounds. Oh, good boy. Give it to us all.
Come for me.
Give me that mouth. I want to kiss him and nibble at his neck.
Can I play with your tits, Lydia? I love how they feel.
Oh, my darling. You know me too well. Yes, feel my tits. Suck on my nipples just like that. If you keep that up, along with the feeling of his cock, I might come. Good girl. Suck on my tits while I fuck the cum out of him. Come on, my good boy. Breed me. Breed your final princess. Come inside me and give me the air I want, that I need. Fill my womb. Make my tits swell with the milk for the child you'll give me.
Breed her. Breed your princess so that you can come back to breed me.
I want to watch him breed you, Lydia. Please, Ambassador, breed her. Give her a baby. Give us all an heir on the same night.
That's it. Come. Release it all. Come so hard you'll never forget the feeling of my essence. Pump your load into my fertile pussy. filth of my womb. Good boy, good boy. Yes, yes.
You taste so very sweet. I never want this to end.
You're amazing, my good boy. You're still coming. Just like I said you would. I'm filled to the brim. Let me just lie here and massage his load into me.
I'll clean his amazing cock.
Hey, it's my cock. Let me help. His cum tastes incredible. Come here, kiss me, cum.
I've never tasted something this delicious before.
Just wait, girls. We'll make sure you get more of his cum to taste.
But what about when we go back home?
He's coming home with me.
Marina, you can't take him all for yourself.
Well, do you have a better idea?
Well, we may only marry nobility and from our nations. But he is from all three, as the ambassador.
What does that mean?
I can see he knows what that means. Do you like that idea, Ambassador?
Wait. He can marry all three of us.
Ooh,
really?
That would be fun.
Indeed, girls. We can all have him for ourselves, and he can breed us to our heart's content.
I want to be bred again.
You're going to have to wait for that.
But I want to make sure I'm pregnant. I need to fuck him.
Well, my lovely princesses, let's make sure we're thoroughly bred, shall we? Let's make sure he has more cum for us. I'll whisper sweet nothings into his ear. And kiss his neck.
I'll gently lick and suck on his paws.
And I'll lick, massage, and suck his incredible, delicious cock.
Come inside us.
Fill us.
Breed.
Mm-hmm.